Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. As you can see, I took a picture with Stryker. I think the thumbnail is going to look cool. I'm going to put a bunch of nuclear bombs going off everywhere. So I want you all to enjoy the panic. Enjoy what's happening right now is a free fall of the old guard, and they don't know what to do, folks. The whispers behind the scenes are scrambling. They have nothing in their playbook, nothing right now. They're just trying to figure it out. So Stryker, he sits under the desk. He comes under the desk and he bites my toes and he bites my leg, but they're like little. And if you see me sniffling, I'm allergic to cats, by the way. I'm allergic to cats, but I have a bond with this cat, so it's, you know, I'm not gonna give him up. I'm gonna keep him, but when I'm around him too long, I start sneezing. So I'll start sneezing probably during this broadcast. But anyway, he likes to sit under the table and bite my toes. He likes to, and if you hear him meow a few times, well, you know, I would have never thought I'd be that guy. I never thought I'd be the guy to own a cat, okay? But I found the little guy on the road. Cars were going over him. He was no bigger than my hand. I didn't want to see him get run over, so I threw a U-turn, came and scooped him up. I didn't want to see him get run over. So now I own a cat. Yeah, I own a cat. So, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-ROD1977. If you appreciate me, I definitely appreciate you. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. That's all I ask. I'm going to write another book, but I'll have to take some time off the podcast if I do that. The Mexican Mix. People don't know how much work goes into writing a book. I was able to do it because I put myself like into a training camp. I just went away for a month and just pounded it out on my cell phone. I text the whole book. The whole book was done with my thumb. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, it's a good to get both. I mean, I think it's a good little Christmas present, you know. Let's get to some noble gold. Gold is shooting through the roof right now. So you want to get your gold. And if you haven't got it already, you better get it now because it's only going up. It's only going up. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging. Despite what they say, stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future is looking very grim. But you can get clever and get some gold. Gold endures every crisis, wars, disasters, and calamity. Nothing beats gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. And now get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Go to Noble Gold Investments. It's down there in the link below. Hit the link. Get started. Get some gold. I'm telling you, folks, I have a lot of conversations with people that are in the know. The dollar is dying. It's done. The UAE or the UEA or whatever the hell switched over. They're not buying oil in dollars anymore. You got to get gold, at least temporarily, as this transition happens. So things are getting pretty hot. Get gold. Trust me when I tell you this. If you listen to anything I say today, get gold. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. like a telespam, is it? Telespam. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. I'm putting more stuff on Rumble. Yes, I'm listening to you. You made your voice heard. I'm listening to what you're saying. But, folks, my VIP is ninoscorner.tv all day long. All the good shit goes there. I may put some videos up here and there on Rumble, but nothing like ninoscorner.tv. I started that when the first initial bombing happened, so I went there and started my own channel. Don't hate me because I'm smart. I wanted my safe space. I have my safe space. For now, but that's why I'm doing a really broad stroke with FluffTube. Going into this climate in these uncharted waters, I have to be really vague, and I have to appease them. just is what it is. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com, being right there. Get yourself some gear. Go look around the store. Tell me what you want to see in there. I have some really cool stuff getting ready to get put up on there. So the hoodies are what I'm going to be starting to wear now that we're going into winter. So the hoodies are always good. I like the Trumpinator hoodie. Nino's Corner.tv. I got Steve from How to Hunt. How to Hunt. Actually, that's we're talking about, folks. Have an open mind. You got to watch this video. This is going to go on YouTube. The Sasquatch people, okay, and the skinwalkers. Enough evidence is there. Steve sat down with Dr. K. I can't even say her name on internet because you can risk getting... Anyway, Dr. K studies these beings and has been around them. Steve on his channel has a documentary up right now where he's talking with Dr. K about these beings. They're people. They're people. We go into the discussions of, are they Nephilim? What are these exactly? Are they hominids? They're bipedal. I mean, what are these? But they're very technologically advanced, ladies and gentlemen. Do they go out of our dimension, in and out of our dimension? Are they radioactive? Why are they seen in nuclear plants? Folks, there's a lot of good stuff in this video. I'm going to be putting this up on YouTube. It's worth watching. It'll blow your mind. That's coming up on, and they're seen at nuclear reactors. Did you know that? The Sasquatch people are seen at nuclear reactors all the time. So that's going up tomorrow. I'm going to put that up tomorrow. I got Eddie Bravo coming up. We talk about Joe Rogan. Can Joe Rogan kick your ass? He says yes. I was like, what? Oh, man. Joe, we talk about Joe Rogan. You know they're best friends, but Eddie Bravo comes on my show. I'm putting that up on YouTube. We talk about and honestly, we talk about all kinds of stuff, conspiracies, all kinds of stuff, but really the death of boxing, how UFC killed boxing. And listen, folks, I'm the first to admit it. I love boxing is my first love. I don't even put UFC into the boxing category, but the truth is it killed boxing. And Tyson Fury killed it even more. They put the Tyson Fury put the nail in the coffin by not only beating Francis Ngannou, but he should have knocked him out early. What happened? He single-handedly just put boxing in the grave. I don't think there's any way out of it now, unless he goes into the MMA and fights Ngannou. A lot of you don't even know what I'm talking about because you're a different kind of crowd, but that's okay. Lou Valentino is coming on today. That's going to be on YT. I have Jim Willie with a financial report. That'll be on ninoscorner.tv. I have Kerry Cassidy coming back on. I have Jason Shurka. Jason Shurka is coming on. Wano Saban, man, he's traveling the world right now. That guy's all over the place, going to Africa, going to Egypt. I mean, damn. That guy lives on airplanes. I try calling him. He's like, I'm just boarding the plane. I'm like, when are you not boarding a plane? Mix it up. Board a helicopter. I don't know. I also have Gene Deco. Man, we did a killer interview that's going up today. Gene Deco talking about frequencies, vibration, everything that's happening in the world right now. We go into two different timelines. This guy, I'm telling you, Einstein, move over. Einstein, take a back seat. Gene Decode, stand up. This was good. This is going on ninoscorner.tv tonight. He's also going to be the general in the general's tent for December. I forgot the date. I think we're doing December 20th or something like that. So that's just a few days away. Look how fast the year's already going. Look at this. We're already coming into the new year. We're already coming into the apocalypse. Or are we in the apocalypse? I say we're in the apocalypse. But we're coming into 24, folks. This year's done. Can you believe this? I'm already driving around looking at Christmas lights, and I'm thinking to myself, I have to stop and, like, go, like, man, I really want to enjoy this. I love looking at Christmas lights. I'm weird like that. I like it. I'm like a big kid. I love Christmas lights. I like to look at them and just – it relaxes me. You know, have a nice little Starbucks vanilla latte with oat milk, hire my estrogen. But I like, you know, I like Christmas lights. I like the Christmas lights, you know. They're nice. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks for the super chat. I really do appreciate it. All right, folks, turn it down or turn it up. Do I sound like it? Did you know Eddie Bravo used to be a stripper? Not a stripper, but the DJ at strip clubs, a strip club DJ? I was like, come to think of it, this Legs Tancho. I was like, wow, this guy, really? And I was like, and he did the voice. I was like, oh, yes, you were. Yes, I think I heard you before. Why do they all sound the same? It's like that grimy, like, I'll give you a hand for Lucy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Put your hands together for Sapphire. put your hands together for Ice. All right, folks, turn it down or turn it up. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's go. Enjoy the panic. The panic. What you're watching right now is the death roll. I promise you. This is what's pushing, and I'm going to do a very broad stroke on politics because I have to. Thank you, Christina Holvorsen. So enjoy the panic. The free fall of the power is happening now. So everything that you're watching is them scrambling. It's kind of like the fourth quarter. We're up by a touchdown. You know, we're up by a little more than a touchdown. So they got to score a touchdown and do a 2-point conversion. But they're down and they're figuring out there's only a few seconds left on the clock and they got to do it. And if, I'm telling you, folks, they are scrambling. They're scrambling, and their quarterback is hurt, okay? We got a third-string guy in there. I'm telling you right now, this is going to get so interesting, and just stay the course and enjoy it. That's the best advice I can give you because it's going to push us to an event. There's going to be an event, but that's what we want, okay? It's going to get scary. It is going to get scary, but just relax. Take a deep breath, okay? Take a deep breath. So, all right, folks, we have now figured out they're trying their hardest to get rid of who? Mr. T. You know who Mr. T is? Need I say more? Mr. T. That's code now. So they're trying their hardest to get rid of Mr. T. What they thought they accomplished in 2020 is now become a living nightmare for them. It has backfired. Nothing is working out. Anything they do. Remember, folks, I was told that Juanito and a few other people, this has been gamed out on supercomputers, supposedly, allegedly. They have severely underestimated Mr. T and the will of the American people, folks. When you got people like Michael Rappaport converting, you know, we're in really bad circumstances. Thank you, DD2. We are now in the stage of the game. We're limited moves, okay? And I've been told this on the phone. Limited moves are left. Not much left to do. And we have their playbook. And they will all be desperate from here on out. So what you're going to see from here on out is more bashing, more fear-mongering, Mr. T, Mr. T, Mr. T. Oh, my gosh, dictator, it's going to get bad. You're going to just but sit back, relax, and enjoy. Enjoy the show, because that's where it's going right now. Bigger panic moves. So behind the scenes, there are things happening, folks. Do I know what they are? I got an idea. But the moves that are being made right now are forcing them to make a big final panic move. And we all know what that is without me having to say it. They don't want, you know what, to happen. So they have to get this guy out of the picture, and they're going to go by any means necessary to do so. They're even sent, go to my Rumble channel. I talk more about this. Nino's Corner on Rumble. I'll put the occasional updates on there and ninoscorner.tv. I don't think, and the consensus is, they're not ready for this move that we're forcing them into. They have no choice, folks. They have no choice. They're going to have to make this move. But first, sit back and enjoy the gaslighting and the threats from both the left and the right. Because remember, folks, it's the left and the right. It's both sides here. It's not just the left. It's both sides. Remember, I compared a lot to the Harlem Globetrotters. I hate when my coffee gets cold. I am a ray of fucking sunshine. You're watching the final death row. All right, folks. Nino Say, Siciliano. Hey, yo, are you bodybuilder? Garcia Moreno. Morello. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So Liz Cheney says there's no question. There's just no question at all. Trump, Mr. T would refuse to leave office if he's elected again. He ain't going to leave. See, they know, folks. They know what's coming. And we know what's coming. We know what direction this is going. But so do they. So they're going to spin it. Don't put it in here. They're going to spin it. I'm talking so vague. I know. And it's annoying for some of you. And a lot of people that are new to this channel, you're probably like, what's this guy talking about? Just stay with me. You'll pick it up as I go. I lay it out for you all to play it out. The former Wyoming congressman said she will never vote for Mr. T, and that a vote for him may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in. There's reasons for this, by the way. The cure has to effectively destroy the disease, if you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, there's going to be some moves that are made that it will make him look like that. It will make him look like, you know what, Cheney, a lifelong Republican who broke with the party after leading the House Representatives Committee investigating the J6 attack. The attack. See, they are so disconnected with public, with the American public that they still put this shit out there even after. This is what their demise is. Even after it's out, the videos are out, they're still the attack. You're idiots! But I like it. I'm happy you're this way because it makes it easier for me. Spoke with Savannah Guthrie on today and December 4th about the threat she sees from a second Mr. T term. So here it comes. Get ready. Get ready. Also, folks, if you're watching this in replay and you're not watching this live, you should jump in on the lives because I don't really watch them. They go back and edit it immediately. So, and they go clean it up. So if you're catching this live, kudos to you, because this is where all my mess ups happen. And I'm also trying to clean up the language the best I can, because I found out it messes with the algorithm. So I can't cuss the way I like to, but on Rumble I can, and on Nino's Corner I can. Liz Cheney says she's ready to consider a third party. A third party warns of grave threat. Now think about it. Who would be in trouble if Mr. T comes back? You guessed it. She would. They're desperate. This is for survival. This is for survival. They're going to do anything they can. So Liz Cheney, once a rising leader in the GOP who has become a crusader against Mr. T, says she may soon be ready to forge a new third party or even run for president with one in 2024. So I certainly hope to play a role in helping to ensure that the country has a new, fully conservative party, you know, like one we control. She told USA Today in an interview Monday about her new book, Oath and Honor. Look at this shit. Oath and Honor. These people are still operating in that old system. A memoir and a warning. A memoir and a warning. I'm warning you. Out Tuesday. And so whether that means restoring the current political party, which looks like a very difficult, if not impossible task, or setting up a new party. So is Liz Cheney going to come and save the day? This is what I'm talking about. These are the panic moves that we're seeing now. Now, I'm also, and you're going to get flooded, folks. Get ready. You're going to see every publication, syndicate, getting ready. It's coming now. Bashing. Because remember I said, folks, their lawyers are meeting with Trump's lawyers, and they're asking him, Mr. T, step down. Step away from this. And we will drop all the charges. Does that sound good to you? Allegedly. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know if it's true. Allegedly. Could a second Mr. T presidency slide into dictatorship? A sudden spate of dystopian warnings has got America talking about the possibility less than a year before the U.S., you know what? Dark scenarios about what could happen. About what could happen if the twice impeached Republican former president wins. If he actually wins. Grim predictions also came from top Republican Mr. T critic Liz Cheney, who said that the country is sleepwalking into dictatorship. You see what they're doing here? Trump 77, they always have to put his age, Trump who's 77, responded to the warnings in typical style by laughing them off with an edge. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no. Other than day one, Trump said when he asked in the televised Fox News town hall on Tuesday if he would abuse his power or seek retribution. It ain't going to be him seeking it. We're closing the border and we're drilling for oil. After that, I'm not a dictator. Day one, Mr. President Joe Biden, who is behind Trump in the polls ahead of a likely replay on their battle of 20. I don't want to say this. If Mr. T wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running, but we cannot let him win. We cannot let him win. We must destroy. It's like, fuck. I mean, we all know what we're sitting through here. We all know, like, interest rates are over 8%. Everything's crashing. Okay. We know what time it is, unless you're completely asleep and you had a lot of these. Folks, we all know what time it is. Every single one of us in this chat, in this room, all of you watching me, we all know. We're coming into nuclear war. I don't know. I mean, this is bad. This has gotten really bad. I hate having to watch what I say on here. I hate it. But got to do it. Biden impeachment inquiry vote expected next week. House Republican leaders say they expect to vote to formalize their impeachment inquiry to President Joe Biden next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the White House is stonewalling the investigation into the Biden family's business activities. The White House has denounced their irresponsible subpoenas that were issued last month to the Democratic president's family members and their business associates. It's getting really bad. Vice grips are closing in. They're closing in. Fox News. Fox News. Do you all still watch Fox News? Do any of you watch it? Or, I mean, I kind of look at it here and there just to see what they're saying. But Fox News cuts away from the Mr. T rally to correct many untruths. They had to correct it. They had to step away from the rally and correct it and report on the truth about the bank robbery. We all know what the bank robbery is. Well, they had to step away from the rally because Trump was just saying too many things that weren't true. They just weren't true. Fox News cut away from a Saturday afternoon Mr. T rally in Iowa to correct the untruths. So they had to stop the televising it, step away from what he was saying so that they can fact check it. Desperate. panic. Uh-oh, what's going on here? When they have to actually, okay, so when the front runner is Mr. T and they have to cut away from his rallies so they can make sure that they still have the mind control, so they can step away and tell you what the truth is. Everything's falling apart. Everything's falling apart. It's falling apart. And I've always said it. I told you, I don't know why any of you watch Fox. I don't get CNN's bad, but Fox is just as bad. They're trying to control the Patriots. It's all the same. So Orange Man bad. Well, Mr. T's revenge. Congressional Republicans are steering themselves for a return to daily life with Mr. T, which means constant uncomfortable questions about his erratic policy whims and political attacks. It's going to be very uncomfortable for them, isn't it? With Mr. T far ahead of the GOP primary pack and leading President Joe Biden in some polls. It says here, just in a few polls. Republicans are getting a preview of future shell shock akin to their experiences in 2016 as his presidency. It's likely to continue the next. This is going to be an insane year. You know that, right? We all know that together. We all know this is about to get bananas. This is going to get, it's going to be like Red October every month. You understand this? And watch them squirm. Watch them squirm, folks. I'm serious. Enjoy this. Enjoy it. Another article I had to bring onto this broadcast is how they want you to believe. This is a desperate, real desperate article. They somehow want you to believe. Now, if you watch NinosCorner.tv, you know for a fact, okay? But what the truth is about this, why Xi Jinping wants Mr. T to win. So they're saying China really wants Mr. T to win. What? You don't say. Can you imagine someone reading this going, oh my gosh. Can you believe this? This article says that Xi Jinping wants Mr. T to win. Oh, I'm voting for Biden. This article is part of a article of if Trump, damn it, I messed up. Mr. T wins. A project considering what Mr. T might do if he's reelected in 2024. So now here it comes. Damage control, fear, and panic. After 4 years of Joe Biden's, China's leaders would likely be relieved to have Mr. T back in the White House. Compared with his predecessor, Biden has operated quietly. Trump launched a trade war, slapped tariffs on Chinese imports, and infuriating Beijing by referring to the boogeyman as the Chinese, you know what? Blaming the Chinese Communist Party for its spread. And even the Times humoring theories that the party may have played a role in its, you know what? But Biden has hit China harder. Biden has hit China harder, folks. Yeah, he has, right? I mean, come to think of it, has Biden hit China harder? I don't know. They fly into San Francisco and there's nothing but fucking China flags waving in the air. The welcome party was off the charts. But he hit China harder. Yeah, with more Chinese flags waving in San Francisco. That's all I saw. Biden has hit China harder than Trump ever did. Armed with more determined foreign policy, he has indicated acute damage on the country's economy and geopolitical ambitions from which China's leader Xi Jinping has struggled to recover. Wow. Did you know that? Did you all know that? Wow. Biden has hit it way harder than Mr. T ever has. You guys didn't know that? Wow. Well, Biden has revitalized the American-led global alliance network that had atrophied under Mr. T. Did you know that? These are the articles coming out. And your friends, and we know who they are going to be citing this shit to you. They're going to be like, oh my God, well, did you read this article? And they're going to cite it off to you, and you're going to be like, oh, shit. Get what I'm saying? That's what we're dealing with. What we're dealing with. Money is drying up. Vladimir Zelensky. Ah! What are you going to do? What you going to do, Zelensky? Where are you going to go? All those yachts and mansions, huh? Where are you going to go? You going to lock yourself in one of the rooms? Money's drying up. White House warns it is out of money. And nearly out of time to aid Zelensky. Ah! So the White House has said it's out of money and nearly out of time to provide more weapons to the you-know-what country as it tries to ward off Russia's invasion unless Congress acts to approve additional funding and support. So you need to pay for this. They need our tax dollars. The warning issued on Monday in a letter to congressional leaders laid out how the government had already gone through about $111 billion appropriated for Ukraine military aid. Yale historian says West can break Ukraine settlement with more military aid. I want to be clear, without congressional action by the end of the year, we will run out of resources to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine and to provide equipment from U.S. military stocks. Shalina Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, wrote in a letter. The latest plea for money comes after the White House asked Congress to act on a $100 billion of your tax dollars, $100 billion supplemental funding request in October, arguing that it advances our national security and supports our allies in That hurt. See, I always call cats she's, but it's a he. It's a boy. And he bit my leg. That's why his name is Stryker. So now you know. It's okay. All right. Sorry. Back to the broadcast. That fucking hurt. That hurt. Boy, that was a good one. Dick Durbin. Do you guys know who Dick Durbin is? It sounds like a late night host. Dick Durbin. Hey, this is Dick Durbin coming at you live from the apocalypse. Dick Durbin. Let's cat out of the bag on bill allowing illegal immigrants into the military. What? Now this is. This is allegedly, I don't know if this is true. Dick Durbin, turned all order on its head on Monday in his solution to the problem at the border. Durbin agreed that something has to be done about the southern border, but his response about what that something might be was insane and incredibly dangerous to the safety of the nation. Now, if you're on ninoscorner.tv, you know exactly what's going on. I had Foreman Mike up there. Foreman Mike, shout out to you. You brought in some incredible intel. Thank you. Go to Nino's Corner and watch Foreman Mike if that's all you do. Foreman Mike. You're going to love the channel. I'm telling you right now, you're going to love the channel. Right now, we are letting all kinds of people in the nation, in the country, without having any true vetting on them at the border. Now, Durbin is suggesting that we let these folks who broke the law by entering illegally into the military. Or could that already be happening? Just asking the question. Could that actually already be happening? I wonder. Remember, folks, this is just my opinion. It's all my, this whole show is just my opinion. It hurts to say that. Spot gold rises to record of dovish Fed remarks. So gold surged to a new all-time high as growing expectations for U.S. rate cuts early next year spurred a rush of buying. So gold is shooting through the roof. The precious metal leaped by more than 3% in early trading on Monday and hit a record of 2,100. Man, it's already up to 2,100. Folks, you better go to Noble Gold and get yourself some Noble Gold. Surpassing the precious all-time high it set in August 2020 before pairing its gains. The latest leg of gold's rally has been turbocharged by comments on Friday by Fed Chair Jerome Powell that traders interpreted the setting of the stage for pivot toward rate cuts, spurring a plunge in the dollar and treasury yields. But the precious metal strength had been underpinned by a wider array of factors, from a wave of purchases by governments and central banks to geopolitical uncertainty, with 41% of the world's population due to go to the polls next year. So, folks, get your gold. Get the gold. Okay, so I'm glad you guys are getting what I'm laying down here. I mean, I'm just trying to stay alive. That's it. David, oh, David, you're a good man. David, you're so crazy, David. Hi, David. I wrote a song for you. It's called You're So Crazy. I'm crazy for you. Touch me once and you'll know it's true. I never met anyone like this. David. David, David. I feel you in my pants. I feel you in my pinocha. Hi, David. Oh, fuck. All right. Stephen Colbert, I know you guys have been paying attention to this, maybe. Hi, David, you're so crazy. Oh, David, touch me in the pinocha. Stephen Colbert. I need to set up trail cams. I have cameras in my house. I have cameras in my house, David. Oh, boy. If you lived in El Paso, you would understand that completely. If you lived in El Paso, you'd be like, oh, my. What's your name? Is it David? No, it's David with a V. David? No. David? No. David. Just can you say David? David? No. Fuck. All right. Stephen Colbert extends late show hiatus as he recovers from surgery. And I know the rumors that are floating around. I looked into it. I can't find anything that says that he's been hauled off somewhere. So right now I expect him to come back. So Stephen, but that's up to you to believe. I don't know what you guys believe. Stephen Colbert is extending the hiatus of his talk show as he continues to recover from appendix surgery. Do you believe it? I don't know. I'm listening to my doctors and continuing to rest and heal. He wrote on Thread Sunday afternoon. Thank you for all your well wishes, and I will see you soon. The extended hiatus means the scheduled guest, Mark Ruffalo, Nicki Minaj, and Sarah Bareilles, and Sarah Paulson will no longer appear on the show this week. The talk show canceled its new episodes last week after Colbert underwent surgery. Sorry to say that I have to cancel our shows this week, he wrote in a message on Threads. Is that where these people are now, are on Threads? Is that what they're doing? Oh, we forget Elon. Let's go to Threads. Like, I'm grateful to my doctors for their care. I don't know. So you guys decide on this. I think he'll be back. I don't know. I don't have any reason to believe that he's been hauled off. Who knows? Fuck, who knows anymore? But I don't think so. Let's get to some deep fake porn. Now, this is hitting the internet like gangbusters, folks. So, if you ever see your face getting gangbanged on the internet, just know Could happen to any of us. The unstoppable rise of deep fake porn. Experts reveal explosion of AI sites and apps that stitch faces of anyone with photos online onto naked bodies as victims tell all their horror after police say there is nothing they can do. So there's nothing you can do about this. It was the winter of 2020 when an acquaintance arrived and announced at Helen Mon's door telling the mom of the one, a mom of one, he had made a grim discovery. The man who Helen had chosen not to identify had found dozens of graphic images of her plastered on porn sites. Some depicted obscene and violent sex acts. They had been online for over a year. At first, I didn't really compute. Helen, now 38, tells Daily Mail, how could I be on this website? I'd never taken a nude image of myself at all. Then it became clear she was a victim of a deep fake porn attack. This is happening everywhere. So some pictures were so realistic and to the untrained eye, the untrained eye wouldn't be able to pick them up out as fake. And one, Helen's face is seen smiling. Holy shit, this is scary. The original photo had been taken on vacation in Ibiza, but now she's stitched into the body of a naked woman down on all fours and being smashed. This sucks. This is coming. This is already here. Not coming. It's already here. Three years on, though the pictures have since disappeared online, the identity of your abuser remains a mystery, but not for a want of trying. So they didn't even catch this guy. Now that's crazy. That's scary. It is what it is. Mark Shepard. Have you heard of Mark Shepard? Don't put it in here. I know everyone's heard. He's had six deadly heart attacks. I guess they weren't that deadly. After six deadly heart attacks, the supernatural star was brought back to life. I wonder what could be. I mean, gee, he was an advocate for this. Don't put it in here. Do not put it in here. Supernatural star Mark Shepard was on death's door Friday after suffering not one, but six heart attacks, and EMTs had to bring him back to life. Mark says he was in this kitchen Friday when he collapsed. That's when he suffered a series of what he says were massive heart attacks. EMTs had to bring him back to life four separate times. It was a touch and go. So, you know what this guy was pushing for a very long time. Was it? I don't know. YouTuber gets 6 months behind bars. He staged a plane crash. This guy stages a plane crash for clicks and gets 6 months behind bars. A YouTuber was sentenced Monday to 6 months in federal prison for obstruction of justice after deliberately crashing his single propeller plane to bolster his social media. Talk about desperate. Desperate. This is what people do. This is the society we live in right now where people will go and crash their fucking plane to get likes. Why? Everybody needs likes. They need affection. Trevor Daniel Jacob, 30, of Lompoc, a former Olympic snowboarder who was facing his max sentence of 20 years, was sentenced to just 6 months by United States District Judge John F. Walter after pleading guilty to one count of destruction of concealment with the intent to obstruct a federal investigation on June 30th. Federal prosecutors say in a recent news release that Jacob confessed to orchestrating a crash on November 24th, 2021, posting the pre-planned event on YouTube nearly a month later on December 23rd, titling it, "I Crashed My Plane." There's a guy that crashed his plane, and he actually had the balls to ask me to go on a flight with him. I was like, he had to pull the parachute out of the plane, and they landed in a field. And this guy's sitting there in the same breath like, "Dude, you go flying with me sometime, man. You get to see everything." I'm like, "Yeah, I tell you don't." And if I go with you, there's a bigger chance I won't. So, no. The video sees Jacob flying a single-engine plane from Lompoc City Airport, to Mammoth Lakes before claiming the plane's engine had failed 30 minutes in. The footage captures Jacob opening the side door and leaping out to deploy a parachute just as the plane hurtles downward into a crash below. How do they know that he faked this? Prosecutors say he purposely waited 2 days to report the pre-planned crash to the National Transportation Safety Board, who advised him to preserve the wreckage. Though he stalled the investigation, telling them he didn't know where the plane went down. Well, that sounds reasonable, right? Instead, he used a helicopter to lift. Oh my gosh, he used a helicopter to lift the wreckage out of the Las Pedras National Forest in December 10th, 2021, before dismantling and disposing of it. During his sentencing Monday, Judge Walter ordered him to surrender to the authorities by January 29th, with Jacob saying in a statement conveyed to his lawyer, "This experience has been so humbling. It's just been so humbling for me." That's how desperate. That's what the society we're living in now. Anything for views and likes. Gee, I'm kind of caught up in that myself. Well, well, well. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we? In what the fuck news, in what the fuck news. New study, this is crazy. You got to stick around for this one. A new study suggests having a pet cat increases the risks of schizophrenia. Experts say it could be due to the toxic parasites that pets carry. Well, no, that explains it all. Owning a cat is linked to double the risk of developing schizophrenia. Owning a cat has linked to double the risk of developing schizophrenia. However, the researchers have called for better quality studies. Could owning a cat double your risk of schizophrenia? The conclusion of the new review of 17 studies by researchers from the University of Queensland, Australia. The team conducted a meta-analysis of existing research from 11 countries, including the US, UK, published over the last 44 years. They found individuals exposed to cats before the age of 25 had approximately twice the odds of developing schizophrenia. In the paper, scientists posed that the link is likely due to parasites found in the pet in pet cats called Toxoplasma gondii, also known as T. gondii, which can enter the body as a bite. Well, fuck, that's too late for me. I've been bit many times by this. I just got bit on air. If you give me schizophrenia, I'm going to be pissed off. And then I'll be happy. And then I'll be pissed and then happy again. And then I'll be pissed. Or maybe I have schizophrenia. Maybe when he bit me, he gave me schizophrenia. Should I go get it checked out? Do you guys think I get it checked out? Do you guys think I have schizophrenia? Schizophrenia! Do you guys think I have it? I'm over 25, true. But that doesn't mean... Maybe Sancho. Sancho has been there for a while. Sancho has been there for a long time. He's coming down all your chimney this Christmas. So they say the parasite can enter the central nervous system and affect neurotransmitters in the brain, leading to personality changes, psychotic symptoms, and psychiatric disorders such as schizophrenia. Hi, David. You better go. It's time to go. All right, folks. I'm going to be jumping on with Lou Valentino today. I got, who else? Oh, you know what else I have today? You guys should jump on board with this. I'm going to be on Telegram. I promised I would talk about this. So this is good. This is going to be good. Telegram, I'm doing the Patriot Nation, conservative Patriot Nation at 6 p.m. I guess Mountain Standard Time, 6 p.m., Conservative Patriot Nation on Telegram. I'm going to be doing a live, I guess, question and answer or something like that. It might be Sancho. I don't know. I have schizophrenia. I don't know who I'm going to be. So we'll see. But I got Lou Valentino right now at 11. And then I got Jim Willie. I got Kerry Cassidy, Jason Shurka. Man, I got a lot of Mike King, Juan O'Savin. A lot of this stuff is going. Oh, Gene Decode, remember, is the general in the general's tent. This is going to be big, especially after you watch him on Nino's Corner.tv right now, which I'm going to be putting up tonight. It'll be up this evening. Man, that's a big one. So Einstein, move over. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting on the Black Sheep of Broadcasting, baby. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Later.